This is Ozarks at Large. Do you remember as a child going to the school nurse when you felt ill? She would comfort you until your mom came to pick you up. Public schools still employ registered nurses, but as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, several dozen Arkansas districts now also operate school-based health and wellness centers.
It's quiet this Monday morning at the Lincoln Public School District Wellness Center, with just one little boy receiving care. But over a span of 3 years since the center opened, lots of kiddos have been helped, says Superintendent Mary Ann Spears.
And we do all kinds of things. We have a doctor that comes in. We have dental services that come in. We have counseling, school site-based counseling for our students. And then we have a psychiatrist that comes in and does meds for kids that need that as well.
And the need is great here because 72% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch. Newly hired social worker Crystal Pitts helps coordinate treatment and conducts individual and group counseling in the center's private counseling quarters.
So the referral process is the counselors will receive referrals from teachers or faculty, and then they will send them to me if they need further services than what the counselor can provide. So then I'll refer them out to either myself or OGC or Methodist Family.
OGC is Ozark Guidance, based in Springdale, and Methodist Family Health is based in Little Rock. Both are comprehensive behavioral health care providers. Lincoln School District Wellness Center staff describe the place as a one-stop shop for medical services, including food insecurity intervention. Of course, parents must consent to such care. Faculty and staff refer students to the center, where they will meet Director Marty Kauser at intake. She gives us a quick tour, starting with the center's dental office.
We had a dentist that had committed, but that has since fallen through, so we're going to try chasing someone different now. And so we're working on this piece. The next room over is where we have our Snack Pack for Kids program. And every Friday we send out bags of food that can cover most of their needs for the weekend. We have a lot of hygiene products. We get donated from United Way. And so we use those just about every day. All the schools in the district can come and use this closet. And then we have a psychiatrist that comes every other week on a Wednesday. Her office is here. And then Dr. Deer is our MD that comes, and she comes once a week on Tuesdays. And these are the exam rooms that she uses.
The center provides preventive health care as well as eye care.
We do the vision hearing screenings here at school that they do at every school. However, there are a lot of the kids that need glasses that can't get transportation. So a lot of times we will transport to Fayetteville Eye Center, get what they need there.
When it first opened 3 years ago, the center operated out of a very small renovated house where group therapy had to be conducted in the laundry room. But since the new high school was built off campus, the center found new spacious quarters in part of the old high school building. Director Marty Kauser first started here when the district was awarded its first wellness center grant, $175,000, 3 years ago.
Which covered salaries of the workers here and then supplies and some travel. Now we're on what they call the extension grant, which will decrease in funding over the next 3 years. And we're on $100,000 this year, and it will decrease to $80,000 and then down to $70,000. And by that time, we need to have found our sustainability to maintain the clinic on our own.
The center gets 20% of providers' billings, which is either private insurance or our kids, the state's Children's Medicaid Fund, with typically no out-of-pocket costs for patients' families. And physician Dr. Deer comes once a week.
Right now, that is fulfilling our needs. She comes for the morning hours on Tuesdays, and we are able to give her a pretty full schedule each Tuesday. Anything that might cross over through a weekend, we can call her, and she works them in at her clinic before the weekend comes, because her clinic is locally, and we can transport those kids there if needed.
But the center also operates at a significant loss, given 50% or more of patients' families are working poor, so earn too much for Medicaid, but too little to afford private health insurance. so staff provide their care for free.
A lot of times there's one vehicle per family. The father's working in Fayetteville or Springdale or Rogers, and the mother has no way of getting the children to a physician. So that's why we really had the need to have on-site services so that we can see them 5 days a week.
But come October, many working poor families will, for the first time, be able to enroll in subsidized private health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. And if school-based wellness centers are listed on insurance providers' plan, those centers will likely see a boost in billable income. Lincoln Wellness Center staff meet once a year with other school-based health centers in Little Rock. To date, 21 Arkansas districts have received startup grants, says Tamara Baker, statewide coordinator based at the Arkansas Department of Health. ADH works in partnership on the centers with the Arkansas Department of Education.
The funding came through in 2000, based on a 2009 legislation, tobacco excise tax in Arkansas. And those tax dollars went into the general fund to fund five or six different health initiatives, and we were kind of a small piece of that, but we were a piece of that excise tax that came through in 2009. So our first funded schools really got it, and we put out that RFA pretty quick, so we are just starting our fourth year.
Tamara Baker says the grant program is really competitive because all Arkansas school districts want wellness centers.
Priority points are given to schools, and I need to get that in front of me. There's priorities for if you live in a red county, which is a county with some health disparities going on, and they have high poverty, and there's several different ways schools can get priority points to reach those populations that need it the most. And the idea is to get quality health care to children that aren't getting health care.
Nearly 2,000 school-based health centers operate across the U.S., according to a National Assembly on School-Based Healthcare Census. And just last year, the Affordable Care Act provided $14.5 million in capital grants to 50 districts nationwide to expand their centers. And Lincoln School District Wellness Center Director Marty Kauser says she's clearly seeing a difference among her students.
I can't really put a number to the people that we see that are more well than they used to be, but we can absolutely put a number to how much more they are in school. Their academics are better, their attendance is better. We see all these things improve since we've come here to the campus.
But more important, student well-being is clearly on the rise, she says.
They see me in the hall and they just give me a hug. They've received clothes from us. They've received vaccines from us. They receive food every week from us. Anytime they're sick, they come see Dr. Deere. And they're just happier kids for it. I've seen such a difference. And if they are in counseling, the counselors can always comment on, these are just different kids than we saw before. And it's such a blessing. You know, that's what we're here for, is to try to make their lives better.
The Lincoln School District Wellness Center would like to make the entire campus better by someday conveying medical, mental, and preventive health care services to faculty and staff. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.